So as you embrace this way of living, where you step into the unknown, you place trust in your intuition, in what you feel and know within, and you allow yourself to be guided. You start flowing with a divine plan for your life. So rather than you being in charge and control and coming up with your logical plan for your life, you begin to surrender and allow another energy to guide you and guide you on the divine plan. And when I mean the divine plan, when I talk about the divine plan, I'm going to clarify what I mean by that. Have you ever had one of those experiences where you really had set in your mind something that you wanted, something that you thought was right for you, something you were aiming for, and it didn't work out? And it either didn't work out in terms of it just didn't manifest, maybe it was delayed, maybe it took a lot longer than you were expecting, or maybe you got it and then you realized, oh my gosh, this isn't actually what I truly want. Have you ever had the experience of really wanting something for so long and it feels like life is saying no, and you're just hitting dead ends and things aren't manifesting? The reason this can happen, if we want to take this different perspective to our life, you know, we can look at this as being that things have gone wrong, that something's a failure, that something didn't work out, that we didn't get what we wanted in our life, or life is trying to punish us. We can look at it from that perspective. Or we can look at it from the perspective that there is a bigger, higher force in our life that is guiding us. And I believe this is the energy that speaks to us through our intuition. It is like our higher self that can see the long-term plan for our life, that can see the bigger picture, that always hears what it is we want. It's not that it ignores what we want, but sometimes it guides us on a path towards that that's different to what we think. It's different to what we're expecting. It's different to how we saw it. We might see it as being like A, B, C, D. That's how my path is going to unfold. And life is like, no, you come over here and then you're going to go over there and then you come over here and then you can have what you want. And it may feel like things are delayed. Things are taking a really long time. And this is all because from a soul perspective, your soul is much more interested in your growth than it is in just the attainment of particular outcomes. And so sometimes when we say we want something, we might think we're ready, but actually there's a bit of a journey we have to go through to be fully ready for it. It could be that partner we want to call in, that job opportunity, that next amount of money, whatever it is. Your soul, that higher self part of you, knows better than you. This is where we have to be humble as our human self. Say, maybe part of me knows better. Maybe it's heard what I want, but it knows that there's a bit of a journey for me to go on to be truly, truly ready. Or maybe right now I'm seeing something right here and I'm saying, yeah, that's what I want. That's the guy I want. That's the job I want. But this higher part of us goes, no, 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 honey, there's something over here that's way, way better. So we're going to guide you away from that and we're going to guide you on a bit of a journey. And for a little while there, you're going to be walking blindfolded. You're not going to know why things aren't working out. You're not going to know why we took away that thing from you that you really wanted. You're not going to know where you're going. But we're guiding you and we're leading you. And we're closing off doors to things that you're not meant to have. We're taking things out of your life that are not part of your highest good and are not meant to be in your future. Yeah. And so I always say every roadblock is a divine redirection. It's the divine redirecting you onto a new path, the path you're meant to be on. Things not working out is just a sign that they're not meant to be in your life. Things falling apart is a sign that it's time for you to let this go and make space for something new. We can find a divine reason to everything that's happening if we choose to look at life this way. And so what we realize is the universe always hears our request, but it knows what the best manifestation, opportunity, result is, that's the best, the place for us to be, that's in the greatest alignment with what we want. And sometimes it looks different to what we think we wanted. And it's because we can't see into the future. We can't see what's being orchestrated behind the scenes for us, but that higher part of us can. It can see what is being brought together for us at some point in the future. And it's leading us to that. And sometimes it's saying, pause, wait, slow down. Now is not the time to act. Now is not the time to forge after what you want. There are things that need to be brought together for you. Other times it says, here's the green light, go. Other times it says, no, 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 not that. Look over here. And so sometimes things come in the form of not what we're expecting, not what we're wanting, not what we thought we wanted, not our plan, the divine plan, the part of us that loves us and wants to see us have everything we want, but everything we truly want. It's like it can feel what's truly right for us. That might sound really woo-woo to you. I understand that. But I've lived with this philosophy in my life for years, and it has helped me so much. It's helped me move through really painful things like losing my father. About 3 years ago, I lost my father really unexpectedly. Now, that was an incredibly painful experience, but as I was able to step away and really listen to my guidance, I began to get a lot of messages on why, as hard as it was for me to accept, why it was the right time for him to go. And all of the incredible lessons and transformation that unfolded in my family after his passing. I received this really profound message that it was almost like his passing happened a lot sooner than was initially planned, but the plan sort of changed. And his passing was necessary to facilitate the transformation that me and my sisters and my mother were meant to go through after his passing. That's a really hard thing to grasp, but it actually brought me a lot of comfort because there was a divine reason to it. It wasn't just some tragic, horrific, negative event that I had to go through. I could see that we're all here as souls playing roles for each other. And sometimes we each need to play different roles of hurting each other or leaving each other's lives to accelerate the next chapter of our personal journey. And that's what my father's passing did for me. My psychic gifts absolutely opened up after he passed away, and I know my sisters did as well. And my mum has had to step a lot more into her personal power since my father passed away. And so he played this beautiful role for all of us women to go through massive transformations as a result of his passing away. And this can happen with anything. A big breakup we go through, a fire that destroys our home, losing all our money, having a health crisis. These can either be seen as really bad, negative, traumatic events, or we can step away and say, maybe there's a reason this happened. Maybe life's trying to show me something. Maybe there's a lesson in here for me. Maybe there's a blessing in here for me. Maybe there's an opportunity. Maybe this is actually, as painful as it feels, is guiding me on the path to exactly where I need to be. Maybe this is the catalyst to get me onto my healing journey, or really living in my power, or being where I'm meant to be, or changing cities or changing countries, whatever it is. So when we understand there is a divine plan, we surrender to that, and we know everything happens for a reason. Everything is happening for our highest good. Every roadblock is a divine redirection. Everything that's leaving our life is because it's meant to leave our life, to make space for the next thing we're ready for. We're always being guided. There is always a part of us that knows what's up ahead, that knows exact what lesson and learning we're meant to be learning in this moment, that knows how fast or slow something's meant to manifest, and that knows when we are ready. Because we think we're ready. We always think we are ready for what we want. But another part of us says, oh, honey, you got a little bit more work to do. We don't want you to have it just yet because you might sabotage it. You might not be able to hold it yet. So we're going to take you through a few more experiences to get you really grounded, to boost your self-worth. And then when it comes in, you can really hold it. So that's sometimes why things get delayed. And it's about understanding this and flowing with this and never being the victim. Never feeling like we're not in charge of our lives, but know that we are co-creating. There's absolutely our will. We have free will to completely take over this process at any time. You do. You have free will to be in charge of this process at any time. You don't have to listen to your guidance. You don't have to follow divine plan. It's totally up to you. But we all know what starts to happen when we get too dead set on our plan and we're not listening to our guidance. Sometimes things just start to become really difficult. The universe starts, with a little whisper in your ear. Then it taps you on the shoulder. Then it might give you a little nudge. Then the next thing you know, you kind of got a sledgehammer coming in and destroying everything. If we can have the courage to listen to the little whispers before life needs to come in and really drastically change our path, then we can just flow with this beautiful divine plan of our lives. So what a beautiful message to end our journey on. I hope this has been a really supportive, comforting, inspiring journey for you, and that you've learned some incredible tools to guide you as you move forward in your life. Thank you so much for sharing this with me, and I'm sending you lots of love, and I hope to reconnect with you again soon.